Chapter 12. Helen had set up the Brookridge Falls Retirement Community Center nicely for the free coffee she'd promised during the campaign. Chairs were arranged around round tables with simple bud vases in the middle. The front of the room was decorated with green and blue streamers. A row of tables was set up along one wall. The tables were draped in plain white linen and held two coffee carafes, two K-cup machines, a stack of styrofoam cups, and crystal bowls with individual sugar packets and small containers of cream. Next to that was an area for Lexi's pastries. Lexi had brought her usual assortment of muffins, danishes, and cupcakes. She'd even included a tray of the dog-shaped cookies that she was making for the dog show. "These cookies are so adorable." Myra Bertolini reached toward the tray, a diamond bracelet on her wrist, sparkling in the light.
"Myra, is that a new bracelet?"
Sheila Baldwin pointed at the sparkly gem. Myra beamed as she held her wrist up for inspection.
"Yes, it is. Henry got it for me."
Sheila gasped.
"But it must have been so expensive. Is it zirconia?"
"Genuine diamonds," Myra purred. She leaned toward Sheila and lowered her voice.
"Jeffrey's Jewelers is having a big sale on diamonds. If you want your Gus to buy you something, I suggest you take him down there today. Things are going fast."
Ruth and Ida rolled their eyes as the two ladies gushed over the bracelet.
"I'm more interested in the cookies."
Ida picked up a cookie decorated to resemble a Boston Terrier and bit into it.
"Excellent."
"Thank you so much for bringing the pastries, Lexi," Helen said. "It really makes a big difference, and everyone loves them. I hope they bring in some business for the cup and cake."
"It's no trouble," Lexi said. She actually wasn't sure if it brought her any extra business, but she didn't mind. She liked seeing the seniors enjoying her pastries. Ida stood on her tiptoes and craned her neck toward the coffee area.
"Have you seen anyone stealing coffee?"
she whispered. Helen shook her head.
"Not so far. But surely you don't think the thief would be so bold as to steal right here with everyone watching?"
Ruth shrugged.
"I don't know. Sometimes it's better to sneak around in plain sight."
"Yeah, I guess that's what Millie Dixon figures."
Ida jabbed Nans in the ribs and nodded toward the end of the table where Millie was shoving a cheese Danish into her purse. Nans laughed.
"I hope you're not going to imply that she's doing something shady. You put pastries in your purse all the time."
Ida made a face.
"Yeah, but that's the third one she's taken. At least I wrap mine. She's going to get gooey cheese and icing all over everything inside her bag."
"No, no, don't be too hard on Millie. She's fallen on hard times."
Mario Blondini had come to stand in their little group. Not surprisingly, he was right beside Ruth. Nans, Ida, and Helen raised their brows at how close the two were standing. Ruth blushed.
"Hard times? I wonder what kind of coffee she likes."
Helen glanced toward the coffee station again.
"I highly doubt that she's your coffee thief. The thief is breaking into the senior center at night and stealing the K-cup pods," Lexi said. "There's a pretty big difference between putting a Danish in your purse and breaking and entering."
"She might have some good breaking and entering skills if she's like the rest of the Circo Acrobato."
Ida turned to Mario.
"Just what did she do in the Circo?"
Mario cleared his throat.
"I don't think Millie is a thief. She's one of the family."
"Family, schmamily. What are her skills?" Ida asked.
"Well, she was one of our best acrobats. She could contort herself into the smallest of spaces, escape from chains and locked boxes, and was a star on the trapeze."
Mario glanced over at her and frowned.
"But that was in her younger days. She's much older now, and many of us older acrobats have lost our skills."
Mario looked regretfully at his fingers, which were gnarled with arthritis. Ruth patted his arm.
she was an escape artist. Then she can probably pick locks,
Helen said. Mario laughed.
Well, all of us can do that. Who can't pick a lock?
Excuse me, Helen.
Ramona Farmer shoved her way into their little group and gave Mario the once-over. Ruth frowned.
Hi, Ramona, Helen said. Do you need something?
We're out of creamer.
Ramona pointed toward the coffee table, exposing a pair of jangly diamond-studded bracelets on her wrist.
Are those new bracelets?
Nance asked. Ramona twirled the bracelets around on her wrist.
Yes, real gold and diamonds. You don't say, Ida said. Did you get them at Jeffrey's Jewelers?
Yes.
How did you know?
Ida shrugged.
I heard he was having a sale.
I'll get some creamer right away, Helen said.
As Helen and Ramona headed off, Mario excused himself to talk to Millie. Nance, Ruth, Ida, and Lexi tightened up their circle.
I think this business with Jeffrey's Jewelers is something to check out, Nance said. It can't be a coincidence that he's running a sale on diamond jewelry when Faraday's was just burgled.
I agree. Lexi glanced at Ruth uncertainly. And I get a funny feeling about Millie. Ruth seemed slightly offended on Mario's behalf.
Millie's harmless, I think.
Maybe. But the locks at Faraday Jewelers were picked. If she can pick locks and contort herself and do gymnastics to get around the laser alarm system, then we might want to add her to our suspect list, Nance pointed out.
Ruth sighed.
I guess we should keep her in mind. But she's old. She might not be that flexible anymore. I'll see what I can find out.
Good thinking. And I say we go to Jeffrey's later today.
Nance turned to Lexi.
Are you in?
I can't. I have to go to the armory for a trial run of the dog show setup.
Oh, that's good. You might be able to find something out about the murder. I'm sure it has something to do with dogs.
And maybe even catch up on the incident with Barbara's dog, Prudence, Ruth said. There must be more to that. In fact, I still swear it was Barbara's car I saw speeding down the street.
Sounds good. How about we meet back at the bakery around 5 tonight and compare notes?
Good idea. Ida picked up another cookie. Don't forget to save us any leftover pastries.